Churchill Gardens, and we're also looking forward to that big day at Warwick Farm on February 9, where people will see a very different racecourse, not only English development, but all the roadworks, a huge bit of roadwork that the ATC has done, and also some landscaping in different parts of the racecourse. So plenty to look forward to in coming weeks, not only today at Royal Randwick.
Good on you, Brett, as you say in the classics.
And it's great to be back, Benz, but as always, good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club, just gone 7 o'clock.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with the Magic Millions Gold Coast Carnival. Dreams can and will come true at this week's yearling sales and Saturday's lucrative race day. Catch Racing HQ for all the news and stay tuned to Sky Sports Radio for everything Magic Millions.
It's just gone 7 o'clock here, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. You're all with us. This morning I'm at the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions race day. And, of course, Ray Thomas is about to join us to focus in on Randwick. I've got a brand new co-host with me already sitting beside me. We'll get to him in just a moment. It's not a bad trainer, they tell me. Randwick today back home, they've had 4 mil of rain. The track is a soft 6, so they've left it there. A Penno of 5.64. Repeating, Kembla Grange has been postponed. They had terrible storms last night and they've had 92 mil for the week. So Kembla Grange postponed. The Gold Coast here, it's a beautiful the humidity's not too bad this morning. It's not a bad morning. It's a good four track for Magic Millions Day, and Flemington, it's a good four. Duff's first day back to today, and I just thought I'd look after him. He's here at the Gold Coast. Didn't want him to get up too early, so he's going to join us in an hour. And Ray Thomas is with us back in Sydney at Frances Forest. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Adrian. Good morning, everyone. And look, we've got a good day here at Randwick. And I'm not a cloud in the sky, Andrew, after a lot of storms last night. Extraordinary they missed Randwick because it bucketed out down out my way. But look, I think you're giving Duff a little bit of a sleep in. But for all our listeners and viewers, he's on from 8 o'clock because he's a man in form. Glenn, Andrew, he tipped the first seven last week and just missed making it eight in a row, Andrew.
Yeah, I was sitting at home and I'm thinking, how filthy is this? He's tipped in the daily tally, he didn't come on the radio and do with us, and he wasn't on TV. I mean, what is going on, Duff?
He's saving for today, for Magic Millions Day. And,
yeah, exactly.
I know he's really keen on Tsar Sun, who I think your co-host was also pretty keen on as well, Andrew.
Yeah, the co-host here with me, just come forward a little bit. Come on, if you're going to be a new co-host with me, you need to know where the camera is and everything like that. None other than Adrian Bott. How are you, mate?
Very good, Andrew.
What a week it's been. My voice is just hanging in this morning. It's just going to get me there, but it's been a monster week over the road at the sales.
Yeah, it really has been. I think we're all just been hanging in there, so it's been a long week. A lot of pressure throughout the week with the sales that's been on and the lead up to the race day. Obviously a lot of prize money on offer today, so looking forward to it.
Just before Ray goes through today's runners, I mean the sale. I know there's been about 20 extra lots so far compared to last year, but we're more than 10 million in front. When you hear international players say, "How good's this?" You know, we're going pretty good at the moment, and people say, "Oh, you're just saying it." But Peter Volandi's led the way. The others had to follow. So each state is starting to reinvigorate themselves.
Yeah, it's a huge vote of confidence in the industry and the product that we've got to offer down here. Obviously, we've got a very healthy industry with the prize money levels on offer. It's I think we've got to be one of the best jurisdictions in the world. And I think that's just shown in the quality of the horses that are being produced and now the international players that want to be down here and involved in the industry and also the locals that are stumping up plenty of cash to be involved.
Exactly, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Adrian. Well, on that very point, Adrian, I guess the Magic Millions tends to set the tone, doesn't it, for the yearling sales circuit through the autumn?
Yeah, it's usually a good, it gives you a good guide on what's going to happen with the rest of the sales throughout the year, and it's been very, very strong so far.
Mm. Well, you're very strong today on the Gold Coast with two terrific chances in the two-year-old race. We'll start off there if we can, Adrian. Look, I was talking to Gay Waterhouse on Friday morning. She's never worried about barriers, but is Adrian Bott worried about barriers with Tsar Sun and Unite and Conquer?
I guess what gives you a lot of confidence is that they've both got the real tactical speed, particularly particularly Unite and Conquer. I think in the two trials that we're in these two races, sorry, that we've seen to date, he's shown that blistering speed. So from that, from the outside draw, I don't see that being as much of a concern. And you know, very very much the same sort of profile with Zarsun. So haven't been typically concerned with the gates. While you'd probably like a little bit of a softer draw, but certainly in line with Gay's thinking. That's certainly the way I've been prepared. So yeah, no. I'll stick with that, I think.
Yeah, go with the party line, I think, Adrian. But listening to Duff on form line on Thursday night, he raised a really good point, Adrian. Unite and Conquer, he's probably the biggest two-year-old in the field. So, look, as silly as it sounds, he might be better off out there.
Yeah, look, I guess it's a very valid point, and that's sort of the positives that we've been working on this week, that he's with that speed from that draw, he can just take his time and run his own race from there. He doesn't have to be busted on the inside. We saw a bit of interference last year, and we've just seen how well it can work with those horses that do have the tactical speed, such as Hootson previously. I know Sunlight's, you know, very similar sort of racing pattern and race from out wide before, so it can certainly be done with the right types of horses, and we've certainly got those two right types.
Just on that point, we saw that trial, which everyone has watched, Zarsun and Unite and Conquer, and the market reaction that morning was immediately on Zarsun. Then you came on with me, I think, that next morning, and you said, no, don't worry, we're going to get Unite and Conquer peaking for the race. Are you confident you've done that?
Look, really happy with where both horses are at, and certainly taking nothing away from Zarsun in that trial. I think it just showed how even the horses are, and maybe there shouldn't have been such a difference between the two horses in the market. So they're probably the right adjustment made, because Zarsun has done everything right. You can't knock him. Ratings wise, there've been similar performances to Unite and Conquer all the way through. So I feel there's a real sense of timing about both horses, and certainly take a lot of confidence with the form that you said Duff's in, that he's tipping him. So it's I'm great that he's on board.
Well, Adrian, I think we all expect Unite and Conquer and Adam Hieronymus to be pretty sort of aggressive out of the barriers. Where do you anticipate Zarsun settling?
I wouldn't see him being too far off. You know, I guess a lot will depend on outside of him what Unite and Conquer and the other speed will do in the race. But look, we saw in the trial he's able to, in his two races, I know he's been able to lead and dictate, but I think it was good to be able to see in the trial that he was also able to sit off the pace and relax kindly in the run, and he's still able to produce a turn of foot. So he's versatile, as we've seen in that trial, and I think that was also a good learning curve for him in that particular trial.
Tough question, Adrian. Which one do you favour?
He'd be waiting for that one. I think he, when he was walking up towards me here into the OB, I could see him thinking, they're going to ask me which one am I going to
They've got two different sets of owners too, yeah.
Look, it's really hard to split the two. They've both come through two very, very different form lines. You can't put a knock on any of them going into the race. They've both run very similar ratings going into this. They've both been dominant in their performances. Great to see James Cummings Philly, you know, frank the form for both horses again. Yeah. So look, taking a lot of confidence, there wasn't much between them in the trials. Luck in running.
Yeah,
just a little paling.
Yeah.
Just a little paling fence, and he's sitting right on it this morning.
He played elbow up front and centre. Well, the horse to beat, or the horses to beat, Adrian, is probably not a dominant two-year-old this year so far, but there's been a couple of really impressive performances, obviously, going into the Magic Millions this afternoon. Is there one or two horses you fear most?
Yeah, look, obviously, Exhilarates with the quick backup and won impressively in that particular race, and I guess we've seen that pattern in the last few years of it working very well. The horses on the 7 day backup, so certainly concerned with James's horse and Dubious, also a similar profile to our two colts, that he's done nothing wrong in his career. He looks to be obviously primed for this race, and you know, hugely respectful of Kieran Ma preparing these young types as well.
Yeah, terrific two-year-old race. They're not your only chances, though, on the Gold Coast this afternoon, Adrian. You kick off the day in race one with a filly who comes off a stakes placing in a Gosford Guineas, where she was beaten by a pretty good horse in Military Zone. Here she is in a maiden, Adrian.
Yeah, look, it's amazing to think that she's still a maiden for what she's done in her career. She's run some brilliant races behind some quality types, and I think it's fair to say her last two runs this campaign she was placed out of her grade, you know, particularly in the Gosford Guineas there, going in as a maiden as well, but she ran a ran an excellent race, and I think that form line should well and truly hold up here. She's going in excellent shape. She's peaking now. She's ready to go. She's coming off a good performance. So I think she's primed to get that maiden win, a nice one
crack
to do it in.
Yeah,
exactly. And then down to race 5, Adrian, Invincible Star. Look, she was so good coming back from Melbourne to win the festival. Then, to be fair, probably disappointing given she was a long odds on favourite at Wyong, but the month between runs, is that the key?
I think it is, and in hindsight, we may have made the wrong decision going to Wyong. It was a quick backup when she... Yeah, she clearly put everything into that tough performance to win the listed race, and that may have just sort of flattened her a little bit. It was a quick backup, and I thought we may have been able to get away with it with how well she weighted she was in the race. And she had no excuses in the run. She was just plain disappointing. Mm-hmm. So look, we had freshened her up, took her back to the trials. I thought from a trial performance, she looked to have freshened up really well and was right back on track. And as you said, the month between the runs now, she's been up here for a couple of weeks now. Looks to be really thriving up here, actually. So I'd like to think she can bounce back.
Mm-hmm. And then down to race 9, R Beats. From last spring, he ran a blinder first up in the tramway, beaten a half length into fourth. And if you go back through his form, Adrian, some of his career best efforts have been first up. And he looks really hard to beat in that Magic Millions Cup.
Yeah, look, we wanted to bring him here first up this year because of that reason. He came here last year second up, and while he ran a brilliant race last year, he ran into a horse that was in great form, Care to Think. Mm. I know they beat the rest of the field convincingly. I think he's going as well as he had last year, was last year, and I think he can certainly take that form that you saw in the spring. He can bring that up here today. So he looks well. Another one that's doing. Thriving under the conditions here, and I think he's ready to roll first up.
And back home, a couple of runners, Adrian. I don't know if we're going to run with Zeppelin in the last. He's still third emergency at the moment. Hysterical, though, in race 4. Looks like the right sort of race for her, despite a big weight.
Yeah, look, she's, I must say, a little bit disappointed with her run last start. Whilst we did place her, it did step her up in grade a little. I thought she had all the favours there in front. There was no real excuses, and she looked under pressure there early in the piece. So, again, another one that's just seemed, we've just freshened up in the last couple of weeks, and she looks to have responded really well. So I'd be forgiving a bit of that performance. She's shown throughout her career that she's well and truly capable of winning a race at this grade. Wouldn't like it any heavier today. Her performances on a wet track aren't the best. So I see a soft six at this stage. So I think that's the limit for her in terms of the track
conditions.
Well,
they've got fine weather. It's only going to probably go one way.
Okay. Well, I think that's a positive for her,
exactly,
then, for sure.
And just quickly, Andrew, there's a couple in Kemble. Kemble's off, sorry.
No, Kabeza, off.
Yeah,
off,
Kabeza, yeah. Devaka at Flemington. Gay was pretty bullish about Kabeza Devaka when I spoke to her yesterday, Adrian.
Yeah, been really happy with his horse, and just wanted to try something different with him and target a couple of nice races for him down in Melbourne. I thought, again, his form in the spring, he was competing at the top level, weight for age, and he probably wasn't quite a weight for age horse, and we just wanted to take a backward step with him and a sideways step and just freshen him up and target him probably where he might be better placed. And we feel we can find some nice condition races for him down in Melbourne. So it looks to be a good program, and he performs well first up, going into it looking in great shape. So Blinkers back on for the first up performance. I think that's a big key for him as well.
Great chances right down the eastern seaboard for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. Andrew?
Oh, mate, he's everywhere, and that's why he's become the co-host. Have you had enough of this job, or do you want to prefer to be a trainer?
Oh, look, it's a lot of fun, actually, coming here. I do enjoy it, I must say.
You hesitated yesterday when I said, can you come to the van? But now you've been in, and you get to see Munsey before you come in as a precursor.
It must be the aircon in here, actually. It's a nice little spot.
That's the thing. The aircon's the key. I just said to Adrian off-air, do you mind the humidity? He said, I love it. And I said, well, I can't wait to get back home. But no, there's nothing like the Gold Coast at this time of the year. Good on you, Adrian.
Thanks
for dropping
in. No, thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Adrian.
Adrian Bott joining us here. This is live, so off you go, mate. You can wander off. Good on you. We'll see you later in the day. Adrian Bott joining us. Ray, I'll just go through. My voice is quivering.
Yes. How are you going after a long week for you, Andrew?
It normally happens at this time of the week that the voice starts to go. But we've only got one extra scratching into the system this morning. And, Ray, that's a very important one. Perez coming out of race seven.
That one soft trial going into this. And to be fair, Andrew is probably the best horse racing at Randwick this afternoon, potentially. Mm. So a little bit disappointing. But, look, he's a horse who last spring was being touted as an Epsom horse, wasn't he? So he's a real talent, Perez.
All right, so it's out, and there's one in the last, or the second last, Chalk, race 8, number 12, has just come out. So they're the two extras, and as I refresh, Partners has come out of the first, race 1, number 11, Partners. Mm-hmm. Brett Kavanagh's on the line. Morning to you, Brett.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Brett.
Seen you. Have you been up here this week?
I've been around.
Will you hopefully get a couple out of the sale?
Andrew, we've got six or eight to train so far, but as far as buying them, you just can't get near the good ones. But anyway, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Good morning, Brett. Well, I reckon you got a good one in the first today. Star Boy, I've been waiting for this horse to return. He did some great things last autumn, but had that extended break. Brett, what's been the issue with Star Boy?
He was intermittently sort of one out of five sore, and we sent him down to Jim Vasey, down to Goulburn, and Jim and Rockmount Farm had a play with him. He was down there like 5.5 months, and they put a little bit of cartilage out of a fetlock joint, and he went on the water walker, had a light prep, had a spell, and then come back to us.
Okay, and that trial going into today at Scone, he galloped inside Rekindled Force. He was cruising, Brett.
Yeah, he was. He's a big, powerful horse now. Mm. Is he a Saturday horse in Sydney? I'm not sure. Is he a highway horse? He's definitely one of those. The hard part we got is if he wins today, he becomes a Class 4 horse. And Jay's probably got to get off and tell us, is he a dead set Saturday sprinter, or do we extend to the 1400 and produce him in the country championship at Tamworth?
What's your gut feel, Brett?
I think you're run 1400 on his ear. He's a big strong horse. He was nice and relaxed inside him the other day. All his work at home, he's worked in a three, a pair in front of him, and he's trailed up behind him, so he hasn't been pulling. Mm. We'll see what the scratchings are by the end of the morning. I spoke to Jay just quickly after Musselbrook, and he was talking that he'd like to take a sit on him rather than be three deep outside the leader punching the breeze, in 1,000 metres. So from barrier 10, he'll probably just look for a touch of cover.
Fair enough. Well, he's got that speed, early speed, but this is, for this time of year, benchmarked 74, a bit of depth to this field.
Yeah, and look, it's a good race, and we need these sort of races, country boys, because we got, we get horses like this horse won 3 from 6, and, you get horses that quickly get up to the high 60s, low 70 ratings, and they're open company horses in the bush.
Yeah.
And racing New South Wales have been smart enough to put these 3 and 4 year old races on for this type of horse. So, I think it's a great idea.
No, he's very promising. Brazen in race 7. Talented horse. He good country cups horse. I think you're telling me yesterday you're looking towards an Albury Cup campaign for him again.
Yeah, he's been a lovely old horse for us. He came to us from Joey Pride, and he snuck the Dubbo Cup in. And then the next prep, he won a Warhope Cup. And he's been genuine. He's been placed in some good 1400s. And I spoke to Francois, who owns him earlier in the week, and he'd like to see him on a mile and a quarter prep. So we're probably going to see how he sprints today, first up 1400, and then maybe a mile or 18, and eventually get to the mile and a quarter.
Fair enough, yeah. And Andrew, you might have been busy at the sales on Thursday, but I reckon Brett produced a pretty smart horse at Musselbrook. Brett's, his name is Sid's Footprints, and he ran time, did it easy, looked pretty promising.
Yeah, he's way above average. Hong Kong agents are driving us insane wanting to buy him, so that's a good sign. He must be rating well, but he ran time at Taree. I think he ran a class record.
Yep.
And he maintained a strong gallop, Jay said, from the corner through the line in what we thought was a pretty smart class one. But I see Harley never had him in his top four. Good old Gazza, he let us get $6 again.
he let you get on, Brett, that's why.
Yeah, he probably got on his off road.
Well, he ran time. That was the key, Andrew. Gee, it was impressive watching the horse of Brett's, and he ran a tick over 33. But, Brett, what he did it under his own steam. So, as you said, a lot of upside with Sid's footprints.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, since we've moved to Scone, we're getting these type of horses, you know, the Sid's footprints and the Star Boys and the Fallarinas and you know, just good, sharp young horses. So, and they're not running out of breed, and that's important. Whereas when I was down at Albury, you know, we were getting them out of backyards and training them. So.
You got hands on better horses there. Well, we'll see a promising horse this afternoon, Star Boy, and that good old war horse, Brazen. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brett, and best of luck at Randwick.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Good on you. Brett Kavanagh joining us there, keeping an eye on those, Brett just mentioned, keeping an eye on those scratchings in the first. So we've got the three now, two Tanico, seven Designer Made, and 11 Partners, the one that has come out this morning, 2, 7, and 11. Just repeating again for participants, Kembla Grange races have been postponed this afternoon. They had more storms overnight, making it just over 90 mil of rain for the last week. So they've really copped it down, and they didn't need that 12 that fell last night or this morning. So Kembla Grange, Ray, is off. They've had a run of these meetings, and as Dave Anderson said earlier, he's sick and tired of ringing the CEO to say the meeting's off.
It's a little rain belt down there, isn't it, just south of Sydney at Kembla and that Illawarra region. And as I said, Andrew, we had a lot of rain out our way out west last night, and I was a bit concerned about the track conditions for Randwick today. So pleasant surprise this morning to hear Nevesh tell you only 4 mils at Randwick, so soft 6 and every likelihood of an upgrade to a soft 5, which would be an ideal surface.
Godolphin's horses have just come off the track. James Cummings, I'm concerned, has walked away from me, Ray. He's disappeared into the ether.
Just text him.
Yeah, I hope he'll be right. I think he's lined up for 7:40, so we'll wait and see whether he comes back. But they've come off the track. But by gee, when I'm interviewing or when people are here, I'm looking around because we're right where we are. There's horses all coming around me for track work. It's a great place. I've got people waving at me that... I think, do I know them? Gary Dougherty went through there before. Gary and Kelly have got stables here, and Michael Costa and the like. Let's get to Jay Ford. He's online. We better get to him. Morning to you, Jay.
Hi, Andrew.
Mate, we're just talking to Brett Kavanagh about Star Boy in race one, and we've got the three scratchings at the moment, 2, 7, and 11. You've got some thoughts about riding, the way you'll ride the horse today?
With a few of the scratchings coming out now, we sort of thought we might ride him with a sit, but we might have to rethink that with a bit of the speed coming out. But, you know, he's a nice horse. He hasn't raced for a long time, and Brett's obviously got the country championships in mind. So looking forward to him returning today.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Thanks for joining us here. Brett was just saying to us before he needs to work out whether he's a 1,000-metre sprinter or a 1,400-metre horse. He believes he's more the latter and potentially country championships, as you mentioned. You rode him in his last two wins back in the autumn at Warwick Farm and a Highway in that strong Scone sprint when he was far too good. What's your opinion of Star Boy?
Yeah, look, I really like him. He's been very consistent in his short career and... shown good promise. Look, I think he's definitely, you know, he'll definitely run you 1,200. I think 1,400, well, he's got to show us that he can, but, you know, Brett's going to give him every chance to do that. And like he said, he's on the path towards the country championships and, you know, he's a promising horse, and it's good to see him returning in a metropolitan benchmark race, because you will be able to get a good line of where he's at and how he's going.
Absolutely, yeah. Busy afternoon for you, Jay. You've had a good week. Winners at Canterbury, Musselbrook and Gosford the last 3 days. 9 rides this afternoon, Jay, and you open with Star Boy. Race 2, Biodynamic. This is a horse that once ran in an English Derby. Probably fair to say we haven't seen the best of him down here yet?
Yeah, certainly. You know, he's showed glimpses of form and never been too far away from the action. And I just think obviously he's going to get back a bit from that alley. Obviously the stable mate's probably going to be the one to beat on paper. But outside of that, they look very evenly matched. So if he can put his best foot forward, I can't see why he couldn't be pretty competitive in this highway.
Fair enough. Race 3, Jay, this horse always puts his best foot forward, Seeking Glory. Gee, he's consistent. I know there's that slight question mark about him going to 1,200 metres today. What's your gut feel?
I think that's what he's looking for, to be honest. He's come back in really good order. Each of his runs has been fantastic. So I think he's shown us every indication, this preparation, that he's looking for 1,200, possibly 1,300. So I've got no qualms about him running out the distance. And he finds himself in a very winnable race, I thought. And, you know, it'd be nice to see him break through, because the owners have been very patient with him. He got injured and was out for a long time. And, you know, he's come back and been very consistent, and he's knocking on the door.
He had that year off with a suspensory, didn't he, Jay? But his last 10 starts now, he hasn't missed the place. He's won four of those. You'd love to own him, because he just puts himself up there in the contest every time.
Yeah, he's a great horse. You know, he's just a really good bread and butter horse, and he's got a good bunch of owners, and, you know, they enjoy him racing. And like you said, he's such a consistent animal, so I don't think you can ask much more from him.
Exactly, yeah. In race 4, Jay, one of your better rides on the day is Tory Joy. She's a monster of a mare, and that was a really tough win at the Kenzo last start.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She's been going really well, and she's stepping up to the Saturday grade, and she's been racing very well this preparation. So, like you said, she's a big girl. She can get quite keen middle stages of her races, but I think the draw is probably a positive for her, because she can probably afford to just let her be and get into a nice rhythm and let her bowl along wherever she's most comfortable.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many 1,500-metre starts on the course proper at Randwick before, Jay.
No, yeah. I had the second look at that. I thought for a second there we must be at Rose Hill, but it's a bit unusual, isn't it?
You look at that long run of the first turn, though, from that start. So that, as you said, gives her every chance just to roll across. Probably one of the most interesting runners today, Jay, is your man in race 5, the summer sprint, and that's Frolic, who nearly 2 years ago beat She Will Reign in the Riesling Stakes, ran second to that filly in the Golden Slipper. She hasn't won for a long time, but gee, I think there's been some encouraging signs in a couple of recent trials, Jay.
Yeah, certainly. Her trials have indicated that, you know, she's getting somewhere back to where she was, and she resumes, although in 1,000, probably a little bit short for her, but she's got the perfect surface for her. I would like to think, you know, she's the class runner of the race, and if she turns up anywhere near finding some of that form as an early two-year-old, you would think she's going to be almighty hard to beat. So, like you said, she's been out of the winner's circle for a long time, and she's had her issues over the past season or so, but it'd be good to see her get back to the races and run well.
Yeah, no, she's a talented mare. Solo Mission, these staying races, gee, they're tough. Any number of chances in this big field, and he's certainly one of them, your mount, Solo Mission, race 6.
Yeah. Big field, as you said. I think he's going along well, this fella. I rode him the other day, and he got back and ran on strongly behind Naval Warfare, and finds himself in quite a winnable race. I thought very even race. Yeah. He'll probably pick 5 or 6 and maybe still miss the winner, but he's certainly one of the main chances in the race.
Absolutely. And you pick up the ride on a very much in-form mare this prep in Sweet Deal. John Thompson's got her absolutely flying. Just missed that winning hat-trick 2 weeks ago when edged out by Redouble at Randwick, but looks really hard to beat here in race 7.
Yeah, certainly. She's in great form at the moment. And like you said, it was just a bob of the heads the other day to make it 3 in a row. So very similar race today, and she'll roll forward and put herself somewhere in the first half of the field, and she gives herself every chance. So she looks like she's going to be right in it again today.
Your ride in race 8 really interests me, Jay. Eagle Bay, like, he hasn't shown anything really since coming across from New Zealand in 6 starts for the Wallace Stable, but resuming today, and that recent trial where you rode him, he could have won that trial easily. He was cruising down the centre of the track there.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, his first preparation, last prep, he come over with a few wraps on him, and that started quite short in the market many times, but it didn't, for whatever reason, deliver. But I can only go off what I rode the other day, and he trialled very strongly. So, look, he'll probably get back a little bit. He's drawn wide and probably over a distance that is short of his best, but if he closes off like he did in his trial, I'd expect him to be running on fairly strongly.
Yeah, no, he's a definite chance, I think, at good each way odds. And in the last, So You Win, wearing the Winx colours, you will be today, Jay, and I think he put the writing on the wall last start at Randwick, and stepping up to the 1800, that's ideal for him this afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for him, and he likes a bit of sting out of the ground as well, and presenting third up at 1800, I think, is a positive for him. Big field, he's drawn wide, he'll probably get back a touch, but hopefully the speed will be genuine. And I rode him two back and he closed off well, and then last start he closed off strongly again. So I think it sets up for him to run really well today.
Hey Jay, you're giving us a terrific praise here about all nine of your chances today. The best, Jay?
I actually think something like Seeking Glory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in Starboy. But probably Tory Joy on form is probably my best ride of the day.
No, terrific. Hey, Jay, thanks for joining us this morning and the best of luck on a busy afternoon for you at Randwick.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Jay. Jay Ford going through all of the rides. We'll take a break. Interim Scratching's not far away, and so too Glyn Schofield.
English graduates dominated the spring three-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong. He wins.
In the Oaks.
And
the Autumn Sun in the Guineas. Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? English.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Okay, Lano, what are we calling it?
How about this, Mum? The Bingley This Only Happens Once a Year Absolutely Massive Deals.
Hurry up!
On a huge range of the world's leading brands in everything from fridges and washers to TVs, computers and Bluetooth speakers.
I've got to go now.
At prices you won't believe, sale.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But, Mum, this year's sale is bigger than big.
The Bingley Bigger Than Big Sale. Done.
But, Mum!
Lano.
The Bigger Than Big Sale. On now at Bingley.
It's yearling sale time and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, and we're broadcasting from the Gold Coast this morning with Ray Thomas. And it is Racing HQ on Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Now, Ray, I'm just waiting for these Randwick Scratchings to go interim. We've now got Asterius out of the last, race 9, number 5. It's just come out, right?
An important one, yeah, too. He was, a lot of people were in his corner again today, Asterius. He was fourth up, so that's an important scratching. Perrette and Asterius, two important scratchings this morning, Andrew.
All right, they've just gone in from race. So here they are for Randwick, a soft 6 after 4 mil of rain last night. Peno 5.64, and these are the interims. Race 1, number 2, Tanico, 7 Designer Made and 11 Partners, 2, 7 and 11. Race 2, number 4, Trumbo and 10 Lucy's Legacy, 4 and 10. Race 3, 3 Mad for Art, 8 King Lear and 9 All From Scrap, 3, 8 and 9. The fourth, number 9, Celtic Love, and 12, Madison Avenue, 9 and 12. Race 5, Dissolute has just come out, number 5, along with 6, Ghostly, and 7, Battle Anthem. Mm. So out of race 5, now the scratchings are 5, 6 and 7. Race 6, number 1, Acidium Ruler, 4, Drockade, and 7, Chinero, 1, 4, and 7. Race 7, 1 Malaise, 3 Perez, and 8 Smart Edge, 1, 3, and 8. Race 8, number 5, Onslaught, 7 Amento, and 12 Chalk, 5, 7, and 12. And race 9, number 5, Asterius, race 9, number 5. So along the way there, Ray, Dissolute and Battle Anthem both coming out at the same time in race 5.
Yeah, it just leaves us with 5 runners now in that summer sprint. And, well, we're just with a mare like Frolic. I guess her best racing pattern is to come from off speed. So Jay Falk can just stalk them on her, and we'll see if she is back to somewhere near her best, Andrew.
Yeah, let's hope so for his sake. Let's get back to the interviews here. And John Thompson's been up here at the Gold Coast Sales. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
How have you got through the few days, mate? Have you picked up a few to train?
Got a few, yes.
Yeah, good morning, John. Everyone I've been talking to has been telling me how tough the sales have been.
It's always expensive up here. But, if you do your homework, you can get a bit of value.
Fair enough. Well, so in the Gold Coast, John, you've only got the one runner there, but it's a very, very important one. Her name is Dunbrody Power, and she's only had the 2 starts this filly, beautifully bred by All Too Hard. She's a fox, placed in both, and that first up run at the Kenzo when she was just beaten by Unify, that's a terrific form reference for today.
Yes, no, she's a very nice filly. She's just needed a little bit of time, but, she's, a run the other day was terrific at Randwick, and she's come on from that. And she's arrived up at the Gold Coast in good order and done well. James was pretty keen to stick with her, which is always a bit of a tip.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
And he had to waste to ride her. So,
even better sign,
Yeah, he wanted to get there. So all good signs, and hopefully we have a bit of luck in running.
Exactly. John, a lovely barrier, but she looks like she's the type of flea who tends to get back a little. John, where do you anticipate her settling today?
I think better draw today, and I think she'll be closer than what she was the other day. James said that the other day at Randwick he could have been a lot closer in the running, so I'll just leave it up to James and hopefully they can get the job done.
Yeah, fair enough. Back home at Randwick here, John, you've got a couple of horses running that have really found their form over summer. Firstly, the mare, Sweet Deal. She's in a rich vein of form at the moment. Just missed her hat trick 2 weeks ago, but looks well placed in race 7.
Yeah, she's a mare in form, doing well. She just thrived in work this time in, and she looks terrific and a bit of maturity. She seems to be going into this race in good order as well.
Exactly, yeah. The track's currently a soft 6, John. Not sure if you're aware, but we've got a cloudless day in Sydney, warm day coming up, so the track should improve to a soft 5. That's perfect for her?
I think it's perfect, yeah. It shouldn't worry at all.
Exactly. Thy Kingdom Come. Took bad luck out of the equation last start, went to the front early, dominated that race at the Kenzo, and I guess he's a horse who's just had zero luck so far, but he turned it all around last start.
Again, he's a horse that's he had a good spell, and he's been running very well this preparation. Again, a bit of maturity helps, but a few runs in the middle there he didn't have much luck, but James sort of took all that out of it last start, and rode him like a good thing, and he won very well. The second horse has come out and won twice in town since,
yep.
So sort of franks the form a bit. And he's done well between runs. Got Linda Meach on board today, I think she'll suit the horse.
Drawn a little bit wide, but that 1,500-metre start, that unusual start at Randwick, that gives Linda plenty of time just to roll across. Does he lead again, John?
I'll leave that up to Linda, but we will come out positive and go forward. But where she actually gets to, I'll leave it up to her.
Fair enough. And Renig's in the last, John. He had that one run back in that redouble Sweet Deal race, and looking for a touch further, he gets up to a more suitable trip today and with a bit of cut in the ground.
Yeah, look, he's a 2,400-metre horse, second up at 1,800. We'd be looking for a big improvement today. That last start was just too short and on a firm track, and his horse that loves a bit of moisture in the ground, and he's probably over the odds.
Fair enough, yeah. Well, John, look, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck with Dunbrody Power in the Magic Millions Maiden and your 3 runners at Randwick today.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, John.
Good on you, John. John Thompson going through them. Of course, Ray, this week, this Tuesday, is going to be a bright and breezy morning because the champion mare is back, Winx, in a course proper trial on Tuesday morning at Rose Hill at 8:15. So a lot of people will be watching for that, and that'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Anthony Manton's going to be calling it. We'll have extra staff out there at the trials as well. So Winx, Tuesday morning, 8:15, Ray.
Yeah, her farewell campaign kicks off, doesn't it, Andrew? And that's a star-studded trial session on Tuesday morning. Elise A and Ace High amongst those in Winx's trial. And then in Heat 2, Andrew, Trapeze Artists and D'Argento among the top liners that are back. So we're in the middle of summer, but autumn is just around the corner.
Yeah, it just keeps coming at us. I've just had a look at the Gold Coast scratchings, and there's been no extras this morning. It is only 6:40 up here, so they've got another 50 minutes or so, but there's been no extras at this stage for the Gold Coast. Sure. Glenn Schofield is joining us. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. It's always a monster week up here at the Gold Coast, but there's races everywhere. You made the decision to stay home and ride some nice horses there today.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Glenn. Firstly, I want to ask you about Liverpool. Can they bounce back against Brighton?
Oh,
I know you're a massive Liverpool fan.
yeah, look, I hope so. Brighton's obviously been a bit of a surprise package in the Premier League this year. And Liverpool obviously sitting on top. So a loss to Man City last week would be nice to bounce back with a win, especially now that Matt Ryan's not playing.
Exactly.
Tremendous for them this season.
And we lost that FA Cup match during the week when we played a reserve side, Andrew, so we're going to forget about that.
This isn't Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, Ray.
I'm just getting ready for tomorrow, Andrew. Hey, look, we've got Glenn's got some terrific rides. So, Glenn, we've lost Perrette out of race 7. He's been scratched, but
you've
still got a good book of rides. Kick off in race 4 with C. Hampton. She's third up. I thought she loomed up to win last start, probably just tired late. This looks a perfect race for her.
Yeah, the winner really got a charmed run along the fence and just had to dash for 100 metres and get his head in front. And, of course, Sea Hampton, as you say, third up, Softgate, race looks ideal.
Yep. Marsupial in the summer sprint comes off two unplaced runs at stakes level, but had a little gap in between runs and a trial behind Invincible Star, Glenn, at Warwick Farm. He was trucking behind Invincible Star in that trial. Looked really good and sharp.
Yeah, that's right. He really did trial well. And look, the race looks like it's fallen away a bit with a couple of the scratchings. So it's only a small field, but look, he's been trialing supremely well. And look, he's going to run really well too.
Yeah, it's only the five runners, but he's a versatile horse. Glenn, he's raced on pace, come from off pace. I guess you just settle where you're comfortable today.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I'm predicting there'll be a bit of speed. Frolic rolled along pretty strong in her trial. Juggle Edge, well, we know what he does. So look, he'll be probably giving them a little bit of a start now that he's got the outside barrier in the small field, but his trial was nice to look at.
Exactly, yeah. Devil's Lair is your mount in race 6, and look, these staying races, they're difficult because there's so many chances each and every week, but one thing about Devil's Lair, Glenn, he's really racing consistently, and you got a good look at him last start. You rode the winner, Tenero, who looked to have Devil's Lair's measure, but he fought back really hard, Devil's Lair.
He did. Look, it was a hard-fought victory for Tenero because Devil's Lair just wouldn't sit down and wouldn't go away. And that's what you want in a staying horse, you know, something that's got obviously a lot of stamina and desire. He seems to fit those two criteria pretty well. Look, he's drawn pretty softly as well for that type of race, so we can just lob him where he's comfortable. And he's in great form. His last two starts have been a win and a second.
Yeah, no,
he's
distance
suited, so
a
lot to like about that.
Yeah, tough horse, Devil's Lair. Glenn, what do we make of Green Sweet in race 8? If you go on his Goulburn Cup run, three runs back, he's over the odds here.
I think so. Look, he's won over a little bit further as well than the 1500 today. Be interesting to hear Danny's comments about the horse. Look, he's, as you say, his Goulburn Cup run behind Interlocutor and Fabrizio, I mean, they're proven Saturday in great stakes runners. And then his run at Rose Hill when they went really, really slowly probably didn't suit him at all. And then his next start was on a heavy track. So, you could give him a couple of excuses there. I'd love to be able to give a big push from from Danny in the parade before the race. So, I'm keen to get on him and see what he can do for me.
Exactly, yeah. In the last, you were on two horses, Cyber Intervention, the fifth emergency, won't get a run, so yeah. You will ride Mutarakam. Now, he's mixing his distances a little bit, but racing consistently. Tough horse, Glenn.
Tough horse. He's had a couple of weeks between runs. A tough run at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. You couldn't really see it on the film, but in the run I was watching, and he seemed to get tightened for two or three strides just before they straightened into the home run, and he just couldn't peg back the winner, but certainly an effort that'll allow him to run really well today. A little freshen up back a furlong or so in distance. I think he'll run well.
Yeah, terrific. Five good rides today, Glenn. Your best?
I think probably Marsupial looks probably the best. He's really got stronger form than he's racing against today, and on his day he can certainly rattle off some sectionals, but as you said, I've got some really nice rides, but if one or two of the others get up as well, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Might set the tone for a Liverpool win on the weekend.
It would be nice. two losses on the bounce, and we won't mention the cricket at the moment.
No, we'll move on. Okay, conversation ends now, Andrew, with the cricket.
Yes.
Hey, look, Glenn, thanks for that. Best of luck this afternoon at Randwick.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, good on you, Glenn. Glenn Schofield joining us now. James has let us know that he'll be riding 5 minutes to have a chat, but I'll be honest, we're going to move on. They've got things to do. We respect that, but we've got things to do as well. So we might just have to bypass James this morning. We've got commitments for TV and radio at that time, so we'll move on. Glenn Munsey's here. He's been here, Ray, since Sparrows.
I heard you say he got in early.
Given the time difference up here, he got his Sparrows even weren't awake. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Benz, and I'm travelling a whole lot better than you. it just goes to show you, Ray, if you get to bed early and you behave yourself, your voice protects till the end of the week. If you're out, gallivanting, parading around and entertaining people, your voice goes early Saturday morning.
And it's good when you get the chance to go and swing a few clubs through the week and, just relax on the beach.
Actually, I haven't had a swim yet.
I reckon you will before. Now, I just wanted to get you in because we've got a couple of minutes before the scratchings. These 2 and 3 year old markets have been open for ages. But take us through Yes, Yes, Yes coming out yesterday. And did anything sort of flow on?
When it came out, the deduction, first of all, was 8 cents and 8 cents, and it was an $8.50 chance. Exhilarates was favoured at that stage. It's actually it's a $4.80 chance now. I think you'll find yesterday, and the early bird was on yesterday as well. I did see one bit of 5,000 on it at the early bird. I thought it was $4.60 at that stage. The horse that's firmed up is Tsar Sun.
Okay.
Now, I made a statement on Tuesday pre-barrier draw that it had run favourite, and it got to one stage to $7.50.
Yep.
It's now a $5 equal second favourite. Exhilarates $4.80, Tsar Sun and Dubious $5, Unite and Conquer $5.50. Now, straight after Yes, Yes, Yes came out yesterday, the market was $4.80 Exhilarates, $5 Dubious, $5.50 United and Conquer, and $6.50 Tsar Sun. So it's $6.50 to $5,
which is
after scratchings. Exhilarates is basically the same, Dubious the same, and United and Conquer the same. So, and then you've got Hightail. Rome, well, he more than likely won't get a run. They're $10 each of two, and Hightail was a $12 chance after the scratching yesterday.
Okay, so it's into 10. So just with that, Ray, are you a Tsar Sun?
I'm an Exhilarates fan, but I was going to ask Glenn, because both the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott runners are the firmers. There's a big push for Tsar Sun, as we know, but also, Glenn, there's that school of thought now that wide barrier is going to suit Unite and Conquer, given he's just such a massive colt, can get into stride and cruise across.
Oh, well, I don't think wherever he drew, unless he drew hard inside Unite and Conquer, was going to affect him, because his racing pattern is to roll.
Yep.
So, if you look at them there, Unite and Conquer's got 18. The Odyssey, Kelly wants him sort of held up. And he put the visor on him, and he said, the only reason I've got the visor on him is because he drew inside. Had he drawn wide, he wouldn't have had it, because the last thing I want him to do was fire up.
Yep.
But Tamer goes forward. It's got 17. Tsar Sun's got 15. And the other one was one of the champagne horses, Champagne Jet. It's got 11. So this, the speed is all wide anyway.
Yeah, that's
you know, and there's
that's
nothing, you know, you had the situation, you know, a couple of years ago and last year, all the horses digging up inside.
Yep.
The speed's all going to come across, and it's going to be similar to what Hootson did a couple of years ago. Yep. Just work across and just find, try and find a spot.
Okay, so that's the two-year-old. Just a quick mention of the three before we get to the scratches.
Oh, here. It's Barbie. Mm. Although, you know, it's a 2.30 chance at the moment. Was 2.40 yesterday, but now 2.30. Boom Sarah got four out to 4.60, back to four. Bondi's Heart on the third line was 11 earlier, is now 10. No great effect on the market with Star Fall coming out, realistically there. So
I think we all knew sort of Thursday, Wednesday.
Well,
Thursday.
I said to Kieran Murr on Tuesday at the barrier draw, after the barrier draw, and I said, oh, Kieran, a little bit surprised, you know, Star Falls in the guineas, because I'm sure before Boxing Day you said he wasn't going to come to the coast, and he went, I've got him in a race at Randwick on Saturday, and he's very, very sheepish, and he said, oh, that might suit him better, and when he had to then throw back to the barrier draw for the three, and I said, oh, mate, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I didn't want to sort of put you on the spotlight.
I think his biggest concern is actually the horse running 1,400 today. Yeah, I think that's
it. So he's, you know, and if you're an owner of a horse that's a question mark, and you've got a chance to run in a multi-million dollar race, you're going to have a throw at the stumps. But Kieran's evidently convinced them that, you know, this race, albeit it's only a $125,000 race over 1,000 metres, that's better for him at the moment. Because you bring him up here, you might flatten him completely.
Yeah, no.
And he drew wide too, boys, which the other probably the clincher wasn't once he drew 17.
Yeah. And the other one was well done to, you know, I mean, you respect these trainers, Darren Weir, made the decision yesterday with yes, yes, yes. The steward said the lameness had improved, but Darren's saying in the best interests of yes, yes, yes going forward, we've got to scratch the horse.
Oh, well, you know, it's an arduous, you know, 20-odd hours on a float, you know, on and off, and you get up here and it's, you know, what are 28 we degrees and what 40% humidity.
What am I going to say to our guest that's running here to get in here when I haven't got the time to doing?
Well, just say, you know, thanks,
four minutes.
Thanks very much for coming, young man. But, you know, in this day and age, we've got commitments and, you know, if it was...
Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew and Crown Prince Glenn, you know, he'd be here, you know,
on
the double.
Ask him and whether he can wait 8 minutes.
Oh, he's champion, former champion jockey Peter Cuddy. I said, Cuddles, I said, you're going to work to your 100.
I've got to do things, but I'm working more towards TV. What am I? I'm now puzzled. Randwick, I'm losing my voice, and now I've got a headache.
Just tell him to come
this
in.
This is, we're live on radio and TV, James. Can you wait 8 minutes? Can you wait 8 minutes? You can.
Can you get that shirt in extra large?
Yeah, no, do them and then we'll do yours. Yeah, no, that's it. All right, so he's going to come back.
This is live television, isn't it great?
For Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, we're going to have James at 8 o'clock. We'll get him right at the top when all the other things are done. Thank you, Glenn.
Andrew, just remember, as always, I'm there for you.
Okay, we'll stick around because by the end of the scratchings, I might be in a bit of trouble here. Let's start with Randwick. It's fine back there. Soft 6, Penno 5.64. They got 4 mil of rain in the last 24 hours overnight. Race 1, number 2, Tanico. 7, Designer Made and 11 Partners. 2, 7 and 11. Race 2, number 4, Trumbo and 10, Lucy's Legacy. 4 and 10. The third, number 3, Made for Art. 8, King Lear and 9, All From Scrap. 3, 8 and 9. Race 4, number 9, Celtic Love and 12, Madison Avenue. 9 and 12. Race 5 at Randwick, number 5, Dissolute, 6, Ghostly, and 7, Battle Anthem, 5, 6, and 7. Race 6, number 1, Arcidium Ruler, 4, Drock Age, 7, Chinero, and the emergency's now out, 18 and 19. 1, 4, 7, 18 and 19 out of the 6th. Race 7, 1, Malaise, 3, Perrette, 8, Smart Edge, 1, 3, and 8. Race 8, number 5, Onslaught, 7, Amito, and 12, Chalk, 5, 7, and 12. And race 9, take out 5, Asterius, and then the emergencies, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. That's the information for Randwick. repeating today's meeting at Kembla Grange has been postponed. They had more storms overnight, so that meeting is off today at Kembla. Glen Innes Cup Day, fine and a good three. Race one is clear. Race two, take out 6, 7, 8 and 13. Race three is clear. Race four, number six. Race five, clear. And race six, take out 2, 5 and 15. That's Glen Innes. We've also got a tab program down at Queanbeyan. They missed the storms. The track is a good three for Queanbeyan and the weather fine. Race one, take out number six. Race two is clear. The third, the scratchings, 11 and 12. The fourth, 13, 14 and 15. Race five, number one. And race six, the scratchings are 3, 7 and 11. That's the information for Queanbeyan. Flemington in Melbourne, fine and a good four, the rail at 6 metres. Race one, take out 10, Skador, number 10. Races two and three are clear. Race four, number three, Robe de Fate, and eight, Astro Bite, 3 and 8. Race five, number eight, Scazozo, number eight. Race six, number 10, Ocean Deep, number 10. Race seven, clear. Race eight, number one, Shammy Road, and 11, Leodoro, 1 and 11. And race nine, take out the four emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. That's the information for Flemington. We go to the meeting here where I am at the Gold Coast for Magic Millions Race Day. Obviously, these are current scratchings. They're still about 35 minutes from going interim. It's a good four, Penno 4.52. Race one, take out four, Munich, five, Emergent, and six, There You Are, 4, 5 and 6. At the moment, races 2 to 4 are clear. Race five, number eight, Have a Say, number eight. Race six, clear. Race seven, 5, Star Fall, 6, Lungberg, and 18, Doss, 5, 6 and 18. Race 7, number 3, Yes, 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 and race 9, number 9, Fit for Purpose, number 9. They're the current scratchings for the Gold Coast here. And this afternoon, our South Australian meeting is at Gawler. It's hot, is what they're simply saying. They put 10 mil of water on the track last night. It's a good four. The rail's out a metre from the 1700 to the 1500 and through the remainder. At the moment, the first two races are clear. Race three, number five, Yulong Star, number five. Race four, number six, Columbia, number six. Race five, One Future Value, 10 Tatties, and 13, Throw John Star, 1, 10, and 13. Race 6, number 2, Holy One, and 5, Lost Ark, 2 and 5. Race 7, number 9, Datura, number 9. And race 8, number 6, Miss Kukako, and 8, Trumped, 6 and 8. That's the scratchings at this stage. As I say, they haven't quite gone interim. The first race is due just after 3 o'clock. So they are the scratchings as we've got them at this stage. We'll keep an eye on the Gold Coast over the next 35 minutes or so before they go into the interim area. But as it stands right now, there's been no extras this morning. No extra scratchings for the Gold Coast at this stage. And as we talk to you from the Gold Coast this morning, there is hardly a cloud in the sky. You can see a little bit over, what side is it? It's over this side. A little bit of cloud that you can see off the camera site there. But outside that, it is just a beautiful, clear morning here at the Gold Coast. Very shortly, for our Sky Racing 1 audience, there will be American Racing. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central will be back in a couple of minutes. Our first guest in our next hour will be James Cummings to go through all of the action regarding their runners today here at the coast and back at Randwick. So stick around for that. This is Racing HQ.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Okay, Lionel, what are we calling it?
How about this, Mum? The Bingley This Only Happens Once a Year Absolutely Massive Deals.
Hurry up.
On a huge range of the world's leading brands in everything from fridges and washers to TVs, computers and Bluetooth speakers.
I've got to go now.
At prices you won't believe sale.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But, Mum, this year's sale is bigger than big.
The Bingley Bigger Than Big Sale. Done.
But, Mum.
Lionel.
The Bigger Than Big Sale. On now at Bingley.
The catalogue for a bigger, better Inglis Classic yearling sale is out now. Extended to more than 1,000 horses with 5 days of selling at Riverside Stables, February 9, 10, 11, 12 and 14, 2019. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch up.